Mr. Chair, if I may just jump in, and I'm sure Mr. Rosen will also chime in shortly. Just to be clear on my understanding, nowhere in this process, to use your example, nowhere in this process would the registrar say to you as applicant, let's pretend I'm the registrar, Mr. Chair, you are the applicant. I would never say to you, Mr. Grigoriev, sorry, I have to go and fix this to your trains. No, that's not something that will happen. It is your responsibility as applicant to affix the number to the rolling stock. I have, as registrar, the only role of giving you the number. You could ask me as registrar to physically affix it on the rolling stock, but from my understanding, I don't have a budget to go to Vladivostok to stick the number to your rolling stock. So I would have to say no, and say no, Mr. Grigoriev, this is your rolling stock. You have to take the marker. You have to take the number that I've given you, and you have to go and affix this to the rolling stock. So you're fully right in saying that there cannot be this role for the registrar, and the text, but I understand what you're saying, that maybe the text needs to be clearer to really show that the role of the registrar in these, for the purpose of these model rules, is only to provide the number. It is not to physically go and put the number on the rolling stock. And maybe, I don't know, Mr. Rosen, if I have interpreted this correctly, and you have raised your hands, maybe we can find a form of words to clarify this better, to show the limitations of the role of the registrar in this paragraph or in a separate paragraph. Mr. Rosen, over to you, if I may, Mr. Chair. Thank you.